from the CBS Bay Area studios. This is KPIX 5 News.
Well, welcome back. It is just about 6:30. Good morning. I'm Devin Field.
And I'm Julie Watts.
66 people are now confirmed dead and dozens of others are injured after a ruptured pipeline exploded in central Mexico. The official death toll was raised significantly just minutes ago. The blast happened last night in the state of Hidalgo, about 80 miles north of Mexico City. Authorities believe the explosion was caused by illegal taps on the pipeline. In other words, by people stealing fuel. Now, early this morning, emergency crews were still setting up a staging area to transfer the injured to various hospitals. The number of victims could still rise. The fire is now out, but would-be rescuers are having a difficult time getting access to areas where the fire had been the hottest. Now, here's video showing dozens of people filling containers of fuel from the massive leak caused by that rupture. Hours later, the pipeline burst into flames. Now, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has launched a major crackdown on the rise in fuel thefts. The thefts cost the government an estimated $3 billion last year. An accident similar to this one in 2010 killed 27 people.
A live look at the White House this morning. It's day 29 of the government shutdown, and today the president is set to deliver a major announcement, a hint that an end to the shutdown standoff could be in sight. The president released a video on Twitter last night. Take a look.
We have to secure our southern border. If we don't do that, we're a very, very sad and foolish lot.
Congressional Democrats are still against funding for a border wall, but new reports say they now want to add more money in other areas related to border security. That includes about $500 million each to improve ports of entry and hire more immigration judges. And as for what's in today's announcement?
I'm not going to get ahead of the president, but I can assure you that he's going to continue fighting for border security. He's going to continue looking for the solution.
A White House aide tells CNN Mr. Trump intends to put something on the table and try to restart negotiations. Democrats say they are willing to negotiate after the government fully reopens. And President Trump is getting personal in his attacks on Speaker Pelosi. Referring to her multi-million-dollar California vineyard, he tweeted, "Could somebody please explain to Nancy and her big donors in wine country that people working on farms, grapes, will have easy access in?" Now, the president announced Friday that migrant farm workers will have easy access into the U.S. despite increased border security. As for his wine country donors assertion, we looked at individual contributions to Pelosi's campaign in the last election cycle and found donors with ties to wine country only represented about $34,000 out of a total $1.5 million in individual contributions.
The National Women's March is set to take place in Washington, but it won't have the same power as the original 2 years ago, prompted by the election of Donald Trump as president. Now, allegations of anti-Semitism among the national group's leaders have prompted a split in that organization. As a result, few marches in cities across the country have been scaled back or even canceled this year. But that is not the case in the Bay Area, where local organizers are separating themselves from that national controversy. Today's local marches include one expected to draw thousands in downtown San Jose.
We run our organization separate from the national, separate from any other group, and we know what we stand for.
The San Jose event is set to begin at 11 this morning at City Hall. Participants will then march to Arena Green, where a rally will be held. Now, other events are planned for Pleasanton, Oakland, Alameda, San Francisco, and Walnut Creek. And as how for to get to that march in San Francisco this morning, KPIX 5's traffic reporter Gianna Franco has your transit options.
If you plan on heading into San Francisco on Saturday, there are closures in place for the Women's March, which is happening Saturday, January 19th from 11:30 to 3 at Civic Center Plaza. Now, the rally begins there at 11:30. The march starts at 1:30, and it should extend to about 3 o'clock that afternoon. Street closures that will be in effect will be Market Street between 8th and Embarcadero, Grove Street between Polk and Market. Muni will also be affected. SF Muni information here will be routed to Mission Street. Also, Mission Street, you'll have access restricted for transportation between Van Ness and Embarcadero. No buses on Market Street. They are recommending that you use SF Muni, BART, or ferry service if you plan on heading into San Francisco to participate in the Women's March, which again is happening Saturday, January 19th, starting at 11:30 with a rally at Civic Center. It extends until 3 o'clock with the march beginning at 1:30.
We're learning more about a fatal accident in Novato. Police say a pedestrian was not in a crosswalk when she was hit and killed by a car. The crash happened last night near the entrance to the Novato Fair Shopping Center along South Novato Boulevard. The area between Diablo Avenue and Nave Court was closed for several hours. The victim was pronounced dead on the scene. The victim is described as a 70-year-old Novato woman. Police say the driver is cooperating.
This Monday, some early testing is set to begin on extending the BART transit system into downtown San Jose. Now, this part of the project could take up to 7 weeks. The work will begin along Santa Clara Street between South Market and North 3rd Street. Now, of course, this is a major section of downtown, so be prepared for some traffic delays in that area. The VTA says the testing is starting ahead of schedule because it needs that additional information to complete the final design. Now, there is some encouraging news regarding phase one of the Silicon Valley BART extension from the Warm Springs station in Fremont to San Jose's Berryessa station. The VTA says the work is back on track and could even be completed by the end of March. A setback occurred last September. It was revealed that a subcontractor had installed more than 1,000 pieces of used equipment, routers and servers for communication and security systems.
They made sure that they try to lose as little time as possible. I commend them for their efforts to get this thing turned around as fast as they did.
The VTA says that all of that used equipment was removed and replaced by the end of last year.
The Oakland Coliseum may be getting a new name when the A's take the field again this spring. The Bay Area News Group reports a company called Ring Central is interested in buying the naming rights. The firm, based in Belmont, specializes in cloud-based communication around the world. Executives from Ring Central toured the stadium last month. The board is expected to see a proposed contract in March.
The judge in the Ghost Ship fire case has issued a gag order to prevent a jury from being tainted. Now, attorneys on either side cannot make public statements about the case until the last juror is sworn in, and that's expected to be in early April. Prosecutors had requested that order, which also covers the two defendants and potential witnesses. Derek Almina and Max Harris are charged with involuntary manslaughter in the deaths of 36 people in December of 2016.
It was a somber tribute in Yolo County for a young Davis police officer killed in the line of duty. Law enforcement personnel from across the country gathered yesterday in honor of Natalie Corona, whose childhood dream was to be a police officer. Among those in attendance, singer Billy Ray Cyrus, who performed a ballad for fallen officers.
All gave some. Some gave all. Some stood through for the red, white, and blue. And
Gave It All is a song he originally wrote about a Vietnam War veteran. After the ceremony, a funeral procession followed Officer Corona's casket from Davis to her hometown of Arbuckle. She was shot and killed while responding to a car crash in downtown Davis.
And a year after a brazen armed robbery at a Millbrae Pancake House, there has been a break in that case. The restaurant on El Camino Real was hit last February. The San Mateo County Sheriff's Office just arrested four suspects. Two of them allegedly robbed a couple with a handgun as they walked to their car. Deputies say the other suspects acted as spotters in the restaurant. And right now, one of those suspects is still at large. And anyone with information on his whereabouts is asked to contact the police.
Well, Gladys Knight is hoping her national anthem performance at the Super Bowl can unite the country. She says she doesn't have a problem with Colin Kaepernick's kneeling protest, but writes, quote, "It is unfortunate that our national anthem has been dragged into this debate when the distinctive senses of the national anthem and fighting for justice should each stand alone." Now, Kaepernick says his kneeling during the anthem is intended to put a spotlight on police violence against minorities. He has also been critical of musicians agreeing to perform at the Super Bowl. In her statement, Ms. Knight went on to say, "I am here today on a Sunday, February 3rd, to give the anthem back its voice, to stand for that historic choice of words, the way it unites us when we hear it, and to free it from the same prejudices and struggles I have fought long and hard for all my life."
The FDA commissioner is threatening to take e-cigarettes off the market. The goal is to stop teen vaping. Now, yesterday, the FDA held a hearing to address the spike in the habit. Research shows that some 3.6 million high school and middle school students use e-cigarettes. The FDA is even considering the role of drug therapies to get those kids to quit. Now, right now, the anti-smoking therapies on the market, like nicotine patches and gums, are not approved for children.
Well, you don't see this every day. A horse stuck in a dumpster. First responders in Southern California certainly had their hands full trying to figure out how this horse named Rodeo got in there in the first place. Reporter Stacey Butler has this must-see rescue.
I've never heard of this before.
A dramatic rescue just minutes from the ocean in Huntington Beach. Witnesses say Rodeo, an 18-year-old horse, somehow escaped his enclosure at this stable on Golden West. He took off running onto a platform, they say, above a dumpster with a lid, then jumped on top of it and fell through, where he was trapped for over an hour.
I was actually in my stall with my horse, and then my mom's like, there's a horse in the dumpster, and my heart like stopped. I was so shocked.
Brooke Wanger stayed with Rodeo to comfort him.
I came down and she said, hold the bag of hay and just act like they're in a horse trailer. Just keep them calm.
As hard as they tried, Huntington Beach fire crews couldn't get Rodeo out of the dumpster without serious help. That's when stable hand Jesus Martinez showed up with a forklift. As a vet gave Rodeo a sedative to keep him calm, an urban search and rescue team from the Orange County Fire Authority that specializes in large animal rescue placed a harness around Rodeo's belly and slowly lifted the sleepy horse up and out of the dumpster safely to the ground. One of the handlers told us that Rodeo is still here at the equestrian center. He's being treated by a veterinarian. He only has cuts, bruises, a few scratches. Luckily, no broken bones. In Huntington Beach, Stacey Butler, KPIX 5.
Well, fine. We just have to make it through the next 2 days, and then we get a little sunshine.
And then we get an extended period sunshine.
All right. Thanks for joining us this morning. It is time for us to call it a morning.